Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Trust excellence built on 40 years of experience. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more about the Zurich Master Trust.
Today is Workers' Memorial Day, and the INMO says it's a day to reflect on all those who have died going to work and those who have been assaulted at work as well, they say. New figures obtained by the Nurses and Midwives Organisation reveal that 4,106 nurses and midwives were assaulted in a 13-month period. Joining me now to discuss these figures and what can be done about them is the General Secretary of the INMO, Phil Nihay. Faltruz, Phil. Tell me about these figures. They seem quite alarming and remarkable, really. It's a 13-month period until when exactly?
Just up until February of this year. I suppose the more frightening thing about this is that we know that they are underreported. Mm-hmm. Because these figures we obtain under Freedom of Information requests from the HSE system, and they advise us that they don't include voluntary hospitals. So taking that into account, well, then we know that there are more, unfortunately, more nurses and midwives who are subject to both verbal and physical abuse and assault than what these figures show. And I mean, that is something that our members are constantly saying to us now. When you have an overcrowded situation in hospitals, when patients are constantly waiting for services, and when you have a recruitment freeze, all of that combined means that the workplace becomes extremely dangerous, okay, and more dangerous than ever for those that work in it.
And before we talk about the conditions a little bit more, you say the 4,106 assaults on nurses and midwives, it doesn't take into account the voluntary hospital, as you say. It probably doesn't take into account, obviously doesn't, attacks that where the workers don't bother to report either. What kind of assaults are reported, though?
Well, that's exactly the point. Some people don't report assaults, don't believe that, for example, a verbal abuse. Recently, I spoke to two midwives who were subjected to quite a nasty exchange from a parent who wasn't happy in respect to visitation rights, and they didn't report it. So, of course, as their trade union, we tell them to report it. It is important that we know exactly what the figures are, the correct figures are, because it's not acceptable that I know when people get frustrated, it's very difficult to contain sometimes. But the bottom line is when nurses and midwives go to work, they are, I suppose, they're 24 hours every day. They're the face of the health service. They don't have much control over how the service is being provided or what services aren't being provided. Mm-hmm. They do their best. But unfortunately, they become the face of the health service, and they take the brunt of the abuse.
Could the employer, the HSE, do about this, do you think?
Well, I think there's a couple of things they can do immediately, and that is to reinforce training of health and safety reps. We called for that this morning at the Garden of Remembrance, and the minister who attended, the Minister for State, Eimear Higgins, mentioned it in her address to those who attended, that this is an important feature, education of workplace reps, to make sure that every employer fulfills their obligation under the health and safety legislation to have safe workplaces. And the HSE are not good at that because we believe that they consider the service they provide first and the workforce second. Mm-hmm. That's not the way an employer can operate any longer. It is not okay to not have a safe workplace for your employees.
I know you have engaged with the HSE, and I'm sure they would say that they take the welfare of staff very seriously indeed. But let's see what happens as a result of your engagement with them. Phil Nihay, INMO General Secretary, thank you very much indeed. I'd love to hear from midwives and nurses on this to 51551.